U.S. President George W. Bush has urged for more troops to be sent to Afghanistan and called for the expansion of NATO at its summit today in Bucharest, a Kelsey Brennan Wessels reports.
Speaking at the largest NATO summit in history, United States President George W. Bush outlined his vision of the future of the military alliance. He said that the most urgent need was to battle the Taliban and al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. He called on his European allies to increase their commitment to the country.
To ensure that we do win, France is sending additional forces to Afghanistan. The United States is deploying an additional 3,500 Marines. Romania is adding forces, as are several other allies. We ask other NATO nations to step forward with additional forces as well. If we do not defeat the terrorists in Afghanistan, we will face them on our own soil.
The president also called for NATO nations to allow Georgia and Ukraine to begin the admission process into the alliance despite Russian objections. He said that opening the process would not harm relations with the needed energy supplier Russia and that NATO is not a threat to Moscow. Bush also expressed the importance of missile defense against threats posed by nations like Iran, saying that Europe is currently unable to defend itself.
Iran is pursuing technology. It could be used to produce nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles of increasing range that could deliver them. Our intelligence community assesses that with continued foreign assistance, Iran could test an intercontinental ballistic missile capable of reaching the United States and all of Europe if it should choose to do so. Today we have no way to defend Europe against such an emerging threat.
After the half-hour speech, the president and his wife left Bucharest to spend the rest of the day at a Black Sea resort and hold talks with the Romanian president. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.